Oh shit. But wait, there's more. Hey.
Hey,
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I feel wonderful. I feel like I found something.
Really? What
I
did you
do.
find?
I feel like I found the geek spot.
You did too? I love
I
finding the
did.
geek spot.
I did.
Found it in a while, but
That
wait,
sounds like a personal problem.
that's the other podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. If you're here and it's 7 o'clock-ish on a Monday, then you found the spot of geeks.
You did. You did.
Sorry, I was sharing.
Yeah?
Okay. Yes, I was sharing
Oh, that's good.
the
Everybody
link.
loves to share.
Yes, the
We
link.
should all share a
No,
little bit more.
I share enough.
Speaking of sharing,
Yes.
so I don't know what you did this weekend, but I went to some places. I watched some stuff. Bad Batch. You gotta catch up, man.
All right. So here's what happened, right?
Yeah.
The East Dillon Lions football program
Yep.
was erased because of budget cuts, and now they're all going to make a super team for the Dillon Panthers. But the show's over now, so I have nothing to watch.
Oh, so there's this show called The Bad Batch.
I've heard of it. Did you mention, have you mentioned it on the show before?
I might have. So
Oh.
you're getting some backstory on. What are we getting backstory on? We're getting backstory on Rebels.
Clones? Clones?
No, there's some Clone Wars stuff. You're also getting backstory on Rebels now. We got
Ooh.
a younger Rebels character this past week that you get some extra dirt on, which is pretty
Oh.
cool. No spoilers to say a little Hera Syndulla backstory.
Don't know who that is.
You do. Did you watch Rebels?
I did. I loved Rebels.
Do you remember who Hera was?
I do. I do. I do.
I got to make
Absolutely.
sure.
I know.
She might not have crossed over with Friday Night Lights. I don't know.
No. There was no crossover there. This is a
Okay.
Marvel crossover with Friday Night Lights.
Got it. Oh, hey, my
No,
mom's here.
Marvel. Hi. Yeah, it's a Marvel crossover, not a Star Wars crossover.
Got it. So there was
Same
that.
parent company.
Now it is. It's true. We also I also watched the Tomorrow War.
That actually is probably what I'm going to watch before Bad Batch, because, well, no, so because I saw a lot of the reviews on Facebook and whatnot and IGN, and they all gave it like piss poor horrible reviews. Every
Its Rotten Tomato score has jumped dramatically
Yeah,
from where
and
it started.
apparently the people that actually watch the movies for enjoyment and not for rating purposes really like the movie.
So I'll give you a spoiler-free review of Tomorrow War.
Okay.
It should have been a video game.
Okay.
It
Fair.
watches 100% like a video game. The story is like you can see, here's the cutscene, here's action. Here's the cutscene. Ooh,
Gotcha.
more of these things to fight. Great. Ooh, now you got to get through this level and go here, and then there's going to be a cutscene. Like 100%. It was that like video
Right.
game cutter action movie. It was super fun.
I wonder if it'll be like that for the second one that they're talking about making.
The second one? What do you mean?
That's the one they're talking about making a second one.
Oh.
Chris Pratt
Well,
signed on for it
this is
already.
one of the movies that was made pre-pandemic,
Right.
and Amazon bought it
Right.
to release.
There's
But
another movie.
it's a little disappointing this wasn't released in the theater because this would have been a super fun
Right.
theater movie.
There's another movie that was re that was made pre-pandemic that we're going to talk about a little later on.
Coming to America?
No, we already did that.
Oh yeah.
Coming to America. No, we already did that. No, as far as my weekend goes, I did nothing really. I went hang out, had some drinks Saturday night, and watched the Conor McGregor fight.
Oh, I heard he fought somebody.
He didn't really do a lot of fighting.
Oh.
Oh, he broke his leg.
Well, oh, well.
He was getting his ass. He was going to lose.
He deserves it. That's
He
fine.
and as he took a step backwards, his ankle, well, right above his ankle or his calf, decided to go bend. So if you watched it live, the initial break was kind of like, oh, that looked bad. But then the 73 replays after it that showed it from 70 different angles
Yeah.
in very slow motion really made it worse.
It's like when you watch the quarterback's knee go out of place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine
But
in
that's
regular
fine. It
speed.
couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
He'll probably fight Jake Paul next or something if
He
he ever
might,
comes back from this.
which is fine. They'll both make a lot of money. And
Well,
hopefully, as much as I dislike Jake Paul, I dislike Conor McGregor a lot more than I dislike Jake Paul.
I was a big McGregor fan for a while, but he's won one fight in like his last five.
Oh, I'm just more talking about him
His
as a human
attitude.
being. No.
Oh, as a human being, he's a scumbag.
Yeah,
He's
yeah.
a
He's
huge scumbag.
done a lot of really bad things to
Like
a lot of people.
after the fight, as he's sitting there against the cage because they hadn't carted him out yet because he couldn't stand, and he was yelling into the microphone about how Poirier's wife was in his DMs the whole time, like live to the entire arena, telling everybody that kind of crap.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. But that was fr my Friday night. That we hung around a little while and played some Jackbox games.
Oh, I don't know what. Oh, I do know what that
Are they
is.
like the party games you could play? Like you put it on the screen and you
Yeah.
play on your phone. Like you do the answers. Yeah, they were a lot of fun. A lot of
Nice.
it was a nice inside joke night.
Very cool.
Yeah, probably not going to be drinking again for the rest of the month though.
I've heard that before. I think you said that last week.
I did. That
Yeah,
didn't
so it
work.
didn't seem to go well.
But I only drank that night.
That's
And no other.
good.
That's
Trying to
something to
think if I
remember.
watched anything else good this week. No, Legends of Tomorrow was decent.
I heard, and I haven't caught up. So if I'm going to catch up on the CW stuff, should I start with The Flash? Because isn't that going to
There's
end
two
faster?
episodes left of The Flash.
Right. So I should start with that and get back to caught up with that, and then I can move on to the other. Probably I'll just do Flash, Superman, and
Well,
Legends.
now we're going through. There's been a Diggle story going on.
Yeah, it kind of runs through them all.
Yeah, it. I mean, it started in.
The Batwoman.
It started in Batwoman. Then he showed up in Legends, but not Diggle. But
No,
the actor showed up.
I saw that
And then,
statement.
he showed up in Flash last week, and he's going to be in Superman, I think, next week.
Are they going to finally tie it all in and give
They
him
are. They're bringing it home in the Superman and Lois.
okay. Because I heard that they're like just dragging the hell out of this
They are.
reoniting thing.
It was nice seeing him in Flash. Flash finally has found its footing. It
Well,
only
that's
took it
good.
17 episodes this season.
Oh, good. And it's only got two left, so that's perfect.
Yeah, and I just got through. They did the Force Wars, as I said a few times, and I just got through that majority of that in the comics. And yeah, it was way better in the comics,
Well,
the way
yeah,
it was set
obviously.
up.
Oh, do you like my shirt?
I do. I do. It's nice.
It's Boba Fett taking a selfie with Han Solo.
It's not in the movie, I
It's
don't think, though.
Selfet.
Oh, God. You
This
can
was
see
a,
yourself out. It's fine.
I think this was a loot box shirt, is what this was.
That
Makes
tracks.
sense? Yeah. So there is another new movie coming out. The first trailer for this movie is going to drop on July 20th. It's a
Ooh.
highly anticipated movie. The fourth Jackass movie.
Oh no.
Yes, Jackass Forever.
Yeah, I didn't see the second or third one.
Now, it's got an October release date. If you can believe it, it's actually been 20 years since the series debuted on MTV.
I believe it. I remember back in 2001 seeing the guys all over Philly.
Yep. The most amazing thing about all this is that, sadly, only one of them has passed away. Like the rest of them are still alive somehow. Multiple trips to the hospital,
It's pretty
etc.
impressive, right?
Johnny Knoxville said he's done after this.
Well, it's fine.
He's got to be in his 40s or 50s. 40s, maybe?
He's got to be in his 50s.
He's
He was in his 30s when they started, so yeah, he's gonna be, he's
He's
Based on the time frame you just said, I would say he's in his 50s.
fifty. He's actually 50. He's my age. Oh, that's nice to know. This movie, at some point during the movie, they fired Bam, I think.
He went to rehab.
Oh, and then
They
they
didn't hire him for it, but he
that's
showed
right.
up.
Right.
And then they said, no, you need to go get cleaned up because Bam's
Yeah.
been kind of a hot mess for about 20 years now.
Well, you remember he used to pop out every once in a while. Were you in the band then when he popped out?
No, but he popped out to all the bands when he was out partying. He used to hang out at the Trap a lot with the Bloodhound Gang.
He did. We met him once at Kildare's in King of Prussia when that was a thing.
Yeah, well, and then he bought the rat downstairs.
Did he buy that?
I think it was the rat he bought in
The
Westchester.
Rathskeller?
Yeah.
Worst load-in in the history. I would rank that in my top three worst load-ins ever. The only thing that saved that load-in was the fact that the big beefy bouncers would come up and carry all our equipment down, like the heavy
That's
stuff.
nice.
Yeah, it was the worst. I only played there twice, I think, with the band. Yeah, and then I remember I don't think I was with the band or I wasn't there that night, but didn't he cut his Lamborghini in half in
Probably.
front of one of the Atlantic City casinos? Because I remember CT talking about that.
He's done a lot of stuff. I don't remember.
Well, the trailer's going to drop July 20th, and the movie's going to come out in October.
Okay.
So I that's a straight to
Nothing.
video for me.
I feel like Impractical Jokers took that and did it better for the last 5 or 6 years.
Without causing
Without any.
irreparable harm to themselves.
Yeah, not on purpose. Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, look, the first movie was funny, and it was funny to watch that happen, but three movies later, it
It's
can't
just
be as
watching old
fun.
guys do dumb stuff.
Can't be. It
Yeah.
can't be. Star Trek IV, A Voyage Home. That's the one that everybody refers to as the whale movie.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's going to celebrate its 35th anniversary with a remastered film release in select theaters August 19th and 22nd.
It was 86. I felt like
Yeah.
that was later than that.
Mm-mm.
Huh.
Mm-mm.
It's all right. That was fine. That's where you had to go find. Oh, no, we found Spock the one before, the search for Spock,
Right.
right?
The Search for Spock was the one before. This one was Spock was still not Spock. And they went back in time. They attempted time travel. In the Klingon warbird,
Nope.
and went. Yep, they slingshotted around the sun.
Well, as one does.
Well, that's how you time travel in Star Trek. You slingshot around the sun, and then you wind up back in Earth in the 80s, as you do.
Yeah.
And you save two humpback whales.
Yeah.
That was the one where Scotty and McCoy were in the what the hell was the name of that stuff? It was some kind of plastic, and he had him sit down. He was calling him Professor Scotty, and he had him sit down at the computer, and it was an old ass little Mac computer,
Yeah.
and he kept trying to talk to it, and the computer wouldn't talk. And McCoy pointed at the mouse, and he goes, "Try this," and he lifted up the mouse, and he started talking to the mouse that was corded. Computer, stop.
Did they even have mice back then?
Yeah, it was a wired mouse.
No, I know,
Probably
but
not an
I don't
actual real
remember.
mouse.
I
No, it
don't
was
remember them. No, I mean, I don't even remember wired mouses back in the.
in the 80s.
No, you didn't have it till Windows in 90s.
Yeah. And it was funny because when he was tapping on the keyboard, he was just tapping on the keyboard and just
Right.
shit was fly. I love when they do that in movies. Star Trek 4 is actually one of my favorite movies of the Star Trek series.
Oh, no kidding.
2 is the best, obviously. Wrath of Khan.
That's R Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah.
That's all.
But
And
4 is
Kirstie
good.
Alley, you know.
Well, yeah, back when she was really hot. So that's coming out. 35th anniversary release.
Nice.
Yeah,
Do you have anything about Gunpowder Milkshake in there this week?
I don't know what that is, actually. I think I had to
So
Google that real fast.
it's coming out. I think Wednesday on Netflix.
Okay.
It's like. Yeah, I watched the trailer a few weeks ago and it looks super fun.
Oh.
It's Karen Gillan's the star. She plays
Okay.
one of three generations of assassins. And like this cast is unreal, right? So
Oh
you
my
got
God, I'm looking at the
Karen
cast
Gillan,
now.
Carla
Yeah.
Gugino, Lena Headey, Michelle Yeoh, Angela Bassett, Paul Giamatti, Right, and it's a
Wow.
it's an it's like John Wick, but the female version of John Wick, and it's about more than just the dog going, but it's all nonstop action where somebody goes against him on a contract and
Oh, that actually looks
the
pretty
gun.
cool.
It looks super fun. Watch the trailer when you get a minute.
That's just
Gunpowder
straight to
Milkshake,
Netflix.
I believe so.
Oh, cool. That one I can definitely watch.
Your release date's Wednesday, so yeah,
All
but
right.
I would highly recommend it to anyone that's looking for something fun. If we don't give you enough fun stuff to watch,
Right. I'm
or if
looking
your
for
name's
something
Frank and
fun.
you want to avoid watching other things.
Hey-o. It's pretty funny. Indiana Jones 5. I'm going to probably talk about this every week until it releases.
Yeah. What do you break now?
No, he didn't break anything, but this movie looks to take place at some point in the 60s. So there are pictures of signs and windows welcoming back the astronauts from landing on the moon. So that's going to be about 1969-ish, I think, is when they landed on the moon, Neil Armstrong and his boys.
I might be around
I think that was around 69. So hopefully we get Nazis on the moon, because why not, right?
Yeah, I mean, zero gravity could only help Harrison at this point.
What, but weren't there were no real there, were there still Nazis in the 60s? Weren't the
Oh
Nazis
yeah.
like all gone by then? Like for like I mean I know
So
there's still
there's another on-brand show that you may have missed called Hunters.
Oh, that's the one with Al Pacino.
Yeah. Where yeah, there's still Nazis.
That's right. Well, I know there's still Nazis. But yeah.
Yeah, in the 60s, they only would have been 25 years removed.
Yeah, that's
So, I
true.
mean, they still would have been, 20
Yeah.
years younger than Indiana, most
Still,
of
with their
them.
secret moon base that they're probably going to have.
It's going to be.
I hope they have a moon base.
It's going to
If the
be.
Nazis don't have a moon base in this movie, it's a failure.
It's going to be Indiana Raker.
Oh,
That's what we'll get.
yes, please.
Yeah.
So Universal struck a deal now where their movies are going to go to Peacock after being in theaters instead of HBO starting in 2022 for a year.
Yeah.
So the way this works, this is a weird thing.
Well, they're owned by the same people.
Yeah, but so the way films play in theaters before going to streaming is changing now. So the original deal was 200 days in the theater and then the streaming. Now
Okay.
that's shortened into 120 days in a theater and then over to streaming because of
Okay.
the pandemic. The pandemic has changed
Accelerated that, yeah.
so much stuff. According to Deadline, this new partnership between Universal and Peacock has some caveats. Peacock will have an 18-month pay one period that gives them exclusive streaming rights during the first 4 months and the last 4 months during that time. So after 120 days in the theater, Peacock will be the only place to stream each Universal film for those first 4 months. The
Right.
following 10 months, Universal can license them out to anyone, and then the last 4 months, they get them back the exclusivity. It's a very bouncy deal, it seems like. So right now it's a year to see how this would work.
Have to wonder with that, how that's going to work with the 4 months. So, like, do we go straight to streaming for no charge?
That's what it hasn't said.
Or do we go to a premium model there? Like, I mean, that's, it's what.
I'm assuming it's going to go to a premium thing, kind of like Black Widow went to Disney Plus,
Yeah, but that's at
30
the same
extra
time
bucks.
as theaters. So, like, why
True.
am I now paying? I mean, I get a DVD and whatnot, but if it's a streaming, I'm not going to pay extra to watch it for
No.
a couple months and
No.
then lose it.
Right. I don't that the deal it, the deal seems weird to me.
Yeah, and it's also weird because, it's they own it already.
Right.
Because it's NBC Universal Comcast.
Right.
So that's bizarre.
My favorite actor. You know who my
Yeah.
favorite actor is?
No.
Henry Cavill.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He's going to star in Matthew Vaughn's new globe-trotting spy franchise, Argylle.
Okay.
So this franchise will run about three films. Matthew Vaughn's the guy from Kingsman.
Yeah, Matthew Vaughn's super busy.
Yeah, Kingsman, which I haven't seen yet.
Not a surprise. There's a new one coming out. I just saw the trailer for that too. Looks great.
I saw the trailer too. It does. It looks really
That's the
good.
King's Man.
Right. That's the origin of the whole Kingsman
Yeah.
thing, right?
Yeah, it's a super cool world they built. I mean, and the second one has Elton John as a
Wait.
hostage.
Do they? Oh, I thought it was just the
Oh.
kid that played Elton John.
It is, but then Elton John, because they met and got together so well in Rocket Man, he's actually
Oh.
in the second Kingsman movie.
Gotcha.
And it's
Gotcha.
super fun.
Gotcha. So this Argyle movie is so far the cast has Bryce Dallas Howard,
Okay.
Samuel L. Jackson, Sam Rockwell, Catherine O'Hara, Bryan Cranston, John Cena, and Dua Lipa will make
Yeah.
her film debut while providing music.
Sounds like a real,
So,
real slacker of a cast.
yeah, real
No
slacker.
pressure at all for this movie to do well.
No, not at all. So it's going to come out at some point next year.
That's quick.
That's what it says.
I guess I wonder if you would think Henry Cavill has other things that he has to film.
Well, he doesn't have anything for DC to film.
No.
And The Witcher's done. The Witcher
Well,
2,
this
he's done
season, I
that.
think they were picked up for like 3 seasons, though.
Yeah, I think that guy has a handful of seasons ready. I still have to watch that, you know.
I know. You have till December, though. It's I don't know when
That'll
that's
fit.
coming
I'll
out.
fit that in eventually.
But he's also got, this Highlander reboot.
That he also has to do. Let me see. I'm kind of curious now. What? He's a super busy guy. What does
He is,
he
and he has a
have?
girl now.
He does, but we don't like. We're not allowed to talk about her.
Yeah.
We're not. Nobody. He doesn't want anybody talking about his private life.
Oh, really? Is that a thing now?
Kinda.
Hmm.
So he's got The Witcher. Argyle is in pre-production for 2022. Highlander is rumored.
Mm.
Enola Holmes 2 was announced, but no
Oh, yeah.
date.
For
And
Netflix.
yep. And he's going to be voicing a guy named Ryan Enright in a video game called Squadron 42 that was
Okay.
announced, but no date. So he's only got like four or five things on. That's not as many as I thought.
That's a lot when everything
Yeah.
takes 3 to 4 months to film. Enola Holmes was fine, the first one. It was on Netflix.
Shockingly, and this is a theme that with this show, I didn't see that.
Yeah. It was okay. It was he wasn't my favorite Holmes because he's very, very kind and gentle, which
Gotcha.
is not Holmes-ish, which they actually got sued
Really?
by the by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's estate. Well, so there's only so many books of the Sherlock Holmes books that are public domain.
Okay.
So Sir Arthur Conan Doyle stopped writing Holmes for a while and then went back to write Holmes, which is when he really introduced the character of Enola and made Holmes a softer, gentler. And it was after Sir Arthur Conan Doyle had kids.
Gotcha.
So he wrote that differently. So those books aren't part of public domain.
I see.
So because the character was never that way in the original books, they sued based on, and they won based on the fact
Oh,
that the
really?
character portrays these characteristics that are not part of what Sherlock Holmes is. In the
Interesting.
actual canon that was written there.
Interesting. Boss Baby 2.
It's
You
pretty
weren't
good.
expecting that.
It's not bad.
Okay. It topped Cruella's first week on Disney
God,
Plus
I hope so.
by 14%.
Well, my kid didn't care about Cruella. Nate was stoked for Boss Baby 2.
I didn't see the first one, obviously, but they look
I
like they're
didn't
funny
either.
movies.
Well, and Boss Babies has had a like 3 different series on Netflix.
Okay.
So all these kids have been inundated with all these Boss Baby stuff
Right.
and these shows and stuff like that. So it just expanded their audience. It was fine. It was like I said, it was I watched like the second half. It was good for a kids movie.
Maybe one day. Maybe one day.
Had a good voice cast.
Yeah. I know Alec Baldwin's in it.
Alec Baldwin, James Marsden was in this one,
Ooh.
and the Strangers with Candy, Amy Sedaris played a huge role in it.
Wow, okay. Okay. The Rock is he's a little bit of a busy bee lately.
He works out a little bit
He
too.
does work out once in a while. So Black Adam, we mentioned that's done filming. So now they're going to throw everything into the editing room and start putting the movie together. But he has another movie that's coming out in November.
Oh, do we have to talk about this one?
Red Notice?
Oh, no, that wasn't it.
Oh, there's
Okay.
another one.
Well, there's Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, I saw the previews for that before the Black Widow.
Did you see the clips for this last week of Black Adam filming?
No.
So,
I didn't see the video clips, but I've seen pictures of his absolutely ridiculous frame.
right, so he had to get even more ripped for the last week. Like he had to peak the last week of filming. So all the crazy diet and workout and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I read
He
some of
did it
that.
so they could put the CGI little dots on his muscles, specifically to get the muscle fiber tone of the Rock
Wow.
for whatever they're doing with the costume, so that it cuts through the costume and it's actually like his tone and his abs and actually matches his physique.
Wow.
Was
Wow.
like, okay.
So there's no padding in his costume.
I would assume not.
There's no superhero padding like
Let's
Zachary
think about
Levi
it.
got a little bit of
Even
padding.
with all the padding in the world for him,
Yeah.
he's like twice, 2 to 3 times the size of Zachary Levi. So Red Notice, is that the Netflix one?
This is the Netflix one. This is starring Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds,
And
Gal Gadot,
yeah.
Chris Diamantopoulos.
He was Mo, wasn't he, in the Three Stooges movie?
I think, wow, really? That's going back.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's coming out. That looks interesting. That movie's had a long journey to get to being released. I
Think
think
they're working a sequel for it already too. Talking
I
about
think they first announced it in like 2018.
it. Yeah.
So there's that. That's coming. Over on the DC side.
Yeah. There's DC stuff other than Black Adam.
I mean, Batwoman added a cast member.
Batwoman did. Dude, oh wait, did they? Who'd they add?
Yes, they added the Jet Industry CEO Jada Jett will be played by Robin Givens.
Robin Givens, really?
Yep.
Interesting. Oh, I know who she's gonna be.
Jada Jett.
No, yeah, but there's more backstory to that.
Oh, will she be a will she have a costume as well?
No. She's gonna get to play some more meaty stuff.
Oh, good.
Because the cliffhanger at the end of this season plays into having an older woman of color join the cast.
Oh, gotcha. So she's going to be how old is she?
Robin
She's got to be
Givens?
in her 50s too,
Wasn't she on
right?
Head of the Class?
She was on Head of the Class. She is 56, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. She was in Boomerang too. Oh, Boomerang is one of my favorite
I
movies.
mean, Head of the Class was mid-80s, so that's been
86 to
36
91,
years. Yeah.
86 to 91. Boomerang was 92. Boomerang. Have you ever seen Boomerang? Oh my God, that's one of the most quoted movies between me and Brett, and another friend of ours. We would constantly go back and forth, just dropping quotes from that movie.
Nice.
Yeah. I really don't have any other Marvel stuff. I don't have a lot of weird news stuff today.
Is Boomerang the one with Chubby Rain?
No.
No.
No. Boomerang's the one with
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Chris Rock's first role, one of his
Oh,
first
what's the one
roles.
I'm thinking of then with Eddie Murphy and Steve Martin?
Oh, you're thinking of oh crap.
Oh, well.
Hold
You'll think
on.
of it.
I'm gonna look it up. I know the name of it at Mr. Bowfinger.
Bowfinger, that's right.
Bowfinger, not Mr., but Bowfinger. I didn't even get to his IMDb page and I remembered that. Smarts.
That's where the Chubby Rain was.
Yeah, I can talk to you about old movies all day long if you want.
Yeah, no, we're good.
I can't give you anything current much. We talk about Harlem Nights for a little bit.
No, we also just hit the 40th anniversary of Escape from New York is this year.
Oh, no shit.
Remember
I do remember that one. I
that
bet you that I you know what? Now I'm curious. I bet you that one has a good cast too.
it's not bad.
That was a 1981 jaunt
Yeah.
by John Carpenter.
Yeah.
Ernest
He
Borgnine? Yeah.
was. He was the cab driver.
Yep. Isaac Hayes was the Duke.
Yep. Driving that Cadillac, riding on the back of the Cadillac around town.
Harry Dean Stanton. Frank Doubleday.
He played a Weasel, I believe. Terry Dean Stanton, some name like that. Rat, Weasel, something like that.
Brain.
Brain,
Close.
yep.
You were close. You were close. Donald Pleasance was the president?
Yeah, I think
Wow.
he played in the sequel too.
Wow. Thank you, IMDb, for that content. So Marvel stuff, right?
Yeah,
Marvel stuff.
let's dig into it. There's plenty.
I got some stuff. So we're gonna give you a really brief, not spoiler Black Widow thing before I go into the other stuff I have. That way, we'll talk about Black Widow more in depth in a couple minutes, like more towards the end of the show. That way, we want you to stay around and then go watch that later and come back for
If
that.
you haven't seen it, if you've seen it, hey, feel
Stay.
free to hop in the conversation and let us know what you thought once we get there.
Without dropping a spoiler, what did you think?
It's in my top 20 Marvel movies.
I love that comment.
It was perfectly fine. I think the it didn't do a lot to advance. So when I first saw it, I don't think it did a lot to advance the Marvel storyline
Okay.
of the greater MCU, which is what I think we're all kind of spoiled for.
Yeah.
Right? It felt like this could have been a Disney Plus show as easily as a movie, because I don't feel like you need to see have seen it to get to the next movie. And that's kind of what they're doing with the Disney Plus shows, right? Where like
Right.
if you didn't see WandaVision, that's fine, because nothing really happened in WandaVision except for character development for Wanda.
Right.
If you didn't see Falcon and Winter Soldier, you're at the exact same spot you were at the end of Endgame when Falcon got the shield.
Right.
You didn't miss anything.
No, not really at all.
Really. So, you know, I feel like this could have been one of those.
Right.
But I think there was some great action scenes in it. It was funny. Florence Pugh was fantastic. David Harbour was fantastic. Scarlett Johansson was great. But yeah, it wasn't outstanding or anything, but it was fun.
Yeah, I dropped it. I gave it like a 6 out of 10. The action pieces were great, and they know how to do action well. I mean, I feel basically the same way you did. And then again, there's other stuff that I have issues with, but I can't mention that until we get to the spoiler part, because then it'll spoil a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely things I was disappointed, but we'll talk about those later too.
Yeah. The big other Marvel news was the big What If trailer. And we touched
Yeah.
on that last week, but there's more to it now. So these things I learned in my reading today. Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Brie Larson, and Benedict Cumberbatch do not voice their respective Marvel characters. They did not come back to do voices, which
It's surprising.
it's surprising, but it's a little odd with Brie Larson or Cumberbatch, because they're in the midst of actually doing it. Like I get Chris and Robert
Well,
Downey,
and it's voice acting.
right? Which is basically what Robert Downey Jr. did half of his Marvel time.
Well, and you can do it literally from your house now.
Yes.
Like you don't
There's
even have to go to a studio anymore. People
no
are doing voiceover work like what we're doing right now.
Lance Reddick, who plays the hotel
Yeah.
keeper in John Wick 4,
He was also
also,
on Fringe, yeah.
and he voices a character in the Destiny video game I play. He's one of the main characters. He does his lines in his closet. Zach Braff and well, not Zach Braff, but the other one. Why the hell can't I think of his name? The
Donnie?
other no, the other
Donald
guy.
Faison?
Yes, Donald Faison. He does the podcast. So they were doing that Fake Doctors Real Friends podcast where they
Yeah.
rewatch all the Scrubs, or they talk about all the Scrubs episodes. He does it from inside his closet. Like he sits in his closet on the floor with his laptop,
Yeah.
and that's how they do it. So yeah, I mean, why not? Especially over the pandemic, you could definitely do that.
Yeah, well, Brie was really busy playing guitar and doing yoga,
That's
if you
true. She
watched her
was.
YouTube page, so you
She
know.
was. She was. I did not. I missed that. Shockingly. I'm gonna go through these quick 10 things that we that that you know that they dropped in the trailer. That's not spoilers, but Tony Stark saved by Killmonger. Instead of Tony taking the shrapnel and being captured when he's in the desert.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm
Killmonger is
excited to
in.
see more Killmonger, but also not voiced by Michael B. Jordan, I don't believe.
I don't believe so either, no. But
Which is
he's a Navy
fine.
SEAL in this. Killmonger is.
Well, I think he was in regular
In
time,
Black
and then he
Panther.
left and went out past that, yeah.
There's a Funko Pop that came out that shows Killmonger as King of Wakanda. So
All right.
in the what if thing, that's gonna Doctor Strange is evil in the what if.
Okay. I mean, it could be, yeah.
No, I mean it's they said that they're gonna introduce an evil Doctor Strange.
Yeah, it's the review. I was listening to somebody talk about the What If show earlier today, and I think the thing that concerns me is it sounds like it might not be an anthology.
It's gonna have an overarching
Yeah,
story
that's
that
not how What
connects
If
them all.
works, so I'm a little concerned about that.
I know.
I think that hinders your storytelling.
T'Challa, who is voiced by Chadwick Boseman, this is the last thing he recorded for Marvel. He becomes Star-Lord, so Yondu goes back and actually takes T'Challa instead of Peter Quill.
Right.
That's neat. Like
Yeah.
I've always liked the what if stuff.
Yeah, I am concerned that a lot of the what if from what we've seen is like, what if this person, it was this person instead of that person? Because I think the problem we run into with what if is as many stories as we've seen of movies we feel like there are, there's still only like five stories that they've told. So like what you've still only told the Captain America story, the Thor story, the Avengers, like two Avengers stories, maybe three. So like what do you do? Because when Marvel was doing what if, they'd already had 20 years of 50 different comic titles at 12 issues a year to do what ifs and a much wider base of characters, right? We're still only in like with 30 legit feature characters in the MCU.
And they've taken a lot of B or C characters and spun stuff off of them. Not saying Captain America's,
Right.
but Iron Man wasn't an A plus character at the time.
No, and a lot of your what ifs were X-Men based. They were Fantastic Four based. They're
Guardians of the Galaxy weren't an A plus comic either, right? They were more
no,
of a B or
no.
C comic, if even that.
I would have loved to have seen, and I maybe we'll get it, is the legacy Guardians have Sly voice and Rosenbaum. I don't know if you know Rosenbaum was on
I
Smallville.
do. I do. I heard that. I heard that
Michelle
once.
Yeoh. I mean, you have that phenomenal voice cast. What's his name? Big dude from Green Mile. No, not David Morse. The other one, Kingpin from the Daredevil movie.
Oh, Vincent D'Onofrio.
No, the
That's
Daredevil movie, not the TV show.
oh. It didn't he pass away?
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, Michael Clarke Duncan passed away.
Did he?
Oh yeah.
Wasn't he in Guardians? He was Charlie 27 in Guardians, wasn't he? Or was that Ving Rhames? Ving Rhames
Ving Rhames.
was Charlie 27.
I've confused them myself. But yeah, he passed away back in 2015, maybe I want to
Well,
say.
screw it. Just erase that part of the podcast. It's fine.
Yeah.
Thanks.
One of the other
Appreciate
things they show is that Party Thor. Didn't know that was a thing.
I mean, we've seen Party Thor. We saw Bro Thor. Why not Party Thor?
Captain Carter and Howard Stark. Where it looks like Steve Rogers becomes her sidekick. So it's kind of a Britain USA thing.
Yeah, that and that's that
I'm
that was
excited to
what
see that.
that was a what if a comic at one point.
Marvel Zombies. I'm so excited for zombie stuff.
I
Can't
know
wait.
you love it.
Love it. Vision. So apparently, so what this the overreaching story throughout this is supposedly going to be Vision talking. It's going to be him, not so much narrating it, but something to do with him at the central point of this. So
Yeah, it's
in
Jeffrey
the
Wright
trailer,
narrating.
he rips his stone at himself. Then we have this was spoiled before the trailer came out, but the Guardians of the Multiverse.
That's fine.
So all of these characters are going to interact at some point. There's a picture of Gamora holding that big propeller
Thanos'
sword.
sword.
And there's a possible glimpse of Scarlet Witch. So there's talk in the article of this all tying in to the multiverse. Obviously, it's going to because it's part of the
Right,
multiverse,
and then you
tying
tie it
into
to the
the
Doctor Strange movie, right? We'll see.
Let me say real fast here before we get into the other stuff is these are the 13 Marvel shows that are on deck now after Black Widow. So now we're at the where we have one episode left of Loki, and then we go TV show wise. This isn't movie wise.
Okay.
What If will be in August.
Yep.
Then Hawkeye will be after that.
Yep.
And then we get Miss Marvel.
Yay.
And then we get Moon Knight with your buddy, your favorite actor.
It's a shame. I really like that character. He would have been that show would have been perfect for the Netflix series
Yeah.
with their tone.
Ethan Hawke's in it.
Yay. Didn't he just disparage? Wasn't he one of the guys that's disparaged all comic book movies too? So whatever.
He absolutely
Till they
was.
offered him a paycheck.
Right. Then we get She-Hulk, and She-Hulk is rumored to have some scenes where they break down the fourth wall, where she
Yeah,
looks
I
at the
have feel.
camera and.
I hope they do the John Byrne run where that was the premise of the character.
Right. Then we get the I Am Groot Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special.
Right.
Then Secret Invasion comes.
So now we're into 2023, obviously.
Yeah, it's not giving me dates until the end,
Right.
I think.
But I would assume the holiday
No.
special would be next
Yes.
Christmas.
Secret Invasion will release sometime in 2022. Filming set to begin in August 2021, and will have six episodes.
Okay.
Both Guardians projects are expected to release in 2022 with the holiday special around Christmas time. That's not this Christmas. That'll be next Christmas
Right.
for that.
Well, they're going to film it at the
She-Hulk.
same time they do Guardians 3.
Right. She-Hulk is started filming in April of this year and will release the first half of next year.
Okay.
Let me see, where are we at? Ironheart is supposed to have six episodes, started filming in May. Ironheart possibly could be late 2022.
I don't know if six is their sweet spot like they think it is.
I don't think it is. I think it's too short because you're rushing. You're what they're what it seems like they're doing, and we're going to talk about this in a actually, I want to not say anything until we get to the Loki stuff in
Yeah.
regards to the six episodes. Armor Wars starts filming in 2021 and also released in 2022. And then we have, what do we have? Two more here. We
There's two
have
more?
a Untitled Wakanda Show,
Oh, yeah.
right? And then we have an Untitled Okoye Show.
I feel like those were the same.
It seems like they're different. Marvel is reportedly developing a show exploring the origins of Okoye.
Okay.
Then there's an Untitled Echo Show.
Untitled Echo show about
Marvel's
Echo?
Echo Show will feature the character after their introduction in Hawkeye. Few
Oh,
details are
all right.
known, but
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
a
know anything
lack
about
of.
that character.
No, neither do I. Echo is a deaf Native American and Latina superhero who is an incredibly skilled martial artist with a photogenic memory that allows her to perfectly mimic her opponent's moves. That sounds like a character I just saw in a movie, almost.
Sort of.
And then this article gets into the movies, and we've done that ad nauseum, as they say. All right. It's 7:45. So we're going to do Loki. Okay? I'm going to change my background and give you a
Okay.
chance to
We'll
get
do
out.
Loki and then we'll do some Black Widow spoiler talk after that.
Correct. So at this
So
point,
if
go
you are
ahead.
going to bounce though, make sure you go, find us, watch the rest of it. We're on YouTube now. We have Twitch, we're on Facebook Live. You can always find the videos there. If you're driving, I know a lot of people are starting to head back to the office.
Yes, sir.
This is a great show to listen to on your commute. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts, anywhere you go, give us a thumbs up, a subscribe, drop us 5-star rating. If you're into the rating system and you're on iTunes, we'd greatly appreciate it. It helps more people find the show. And if you're going to stick around, I'll tell you some of that again later.
Yes. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're going to start putting out little hotshot YouTube stuff during the week too. Quick
Ooh.
little quick little things, maybe a video two here, three there, something short, quick minute or two of
Frank will give you recaps of Friday Night Lights. It'll be
I
great.
can do an entire week of that. But
Yeah, people would love
so
it.
I am going to change my background for those of you that are watching live. I'm going to change it to a Loki spoilerish background like that. A little spoilish, not too spoilish.
That can't be Loki. Look at all those people
But they're all Loki.
with the horns. What?
They're all Lokis, aren't they?
Oh,
Yeah. So now
supposedly.
it's now is the now we're so now we're full into it. So if you're still listening, that's great. But if you're mad that
Hopefully,
we're
you watched
spoiling shit,
much Loki already.
yeah.
Feel free to jump in the chat if you to let us know what
Yes,
you guys are
please.
thinking about the show now.
Yes, please. First thing I'll say is that the head writer, Michael Waldron, says that Marvel did not limit him on what he could put in this episode, Easter egg wise. They basically said, go crazy, have a
Yeah.
blast. And he did. What did you think of this episode overall?
I thought it was fine. I mean, when I at first watched, like, I loved the shot through the ground where you got Mjolnir, and I'm like, oh, look. And then you got Frog Thor, which is,
Totally missed that.
oh, it was amazing.
Do you know that Chris Hemsworth actually recorded a line for that?
He said, ah,
That's
that was,
actually,
yeah, he,
and that's,
new line. But overall, I mean, I thought it was fine, but I still am like, so I still don't know what the point of the show is. Like, I still don't, I get where we're going, but I don't know why. Just so the TVA stops hunting, like killing variants? Is that, which they didn't kill any of them. They sent them all to the void, so it's just like, and they sent their entire timeline. So really, they didn't send any just variant. They sent the variant's entire timelines to the void. So, like, I still don't know who, I don't know that I think anyone's the bad guy. Like, I don't get the point.
No, neither do I.
And
I
I don't know if they'll find it for me in 44 minutes next week.
Yeah, it's a short episode too, isn't it? It's
I
not.
don't know. I mean,
It's
they're all about
probably
45 minutes.
right. I had so much hope for this, and I think we mentioned it last week. I don't know if we mentioned it or if you and I mentioned it when in talking. This should have been two seasons. The first season should have been all about the TVA, and with Sylvie being like a background character that they were trying to find, and then
Written while they're finding it, doing other missions.
And you have these, you go to these amazing places, like when they went to Pompeii. How cool was that? That was awesome. You could have done so much more with six episodes, and then in the finale, boom, you reveal her. Okay, now we can go to a season two, and we can explore this whole part that we're doing now.
Well, and that's how they advertised the show.
Yes.
They didn't advertise the show as like whacked out buddy adventure Loki
No.
with Sylvie. They advertised it as Quantum Loki,
Yes.
which I was in for. I was like, that
Same.
sounds great. This is a really long, mediocre episode of Doctor. It's like the new season of Doctor Who. The last few seasons that have been meh.
I expected this to be more Loki bouncing around the timelines and then they catch him. Not we catch him right away and we're going to stick you in filing rooms for two
Yeah,
episodes.
and I don't know how much COVID impacted it, right? We get a lot of like two people
Sure.
shots and things like that, but it really feels like a crappy Doctor Who run
Yeah.
is where I've gotten to with this show now, where like, yeah, I had such high hopes for it, and it's just really kind of let me down.
It same. The only cool thing about this show, Sylvia DeMarto,
Yeah.
right? DeMartino, DeMarto.
Sure. One of those.
The chick that plays Sylvie, phenomenal. Been great.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson has been outstanding in every scene he's in. Tom
Richard
Hiddleston's
Grant
been
was
great.
fantastic.
Richard Grant, who I didn't realize was one of the Minervas, for, or not Minervas. Shit. Now I gotta get his name right. Hold on. His voice rang in my head when I was listening to him talk, and I couldn't picture it, or I couldn't put where I had heard it before. And obviously, he has a long and very big career, but he was Darwin Mayflower in Hudson Hawk, which if you haven't seen Hudson Hawk, you need to see Hudson Hawk. I should rewatch that tonight.
Sure. Right after Tomorrow War.
Yes. But anyway, the acting has been great. It's the problem is the story. It's the same thing that happened with Falcon and Winter Soldier, where they do these short see they should do these short seasons, and they're just cramming too much in. They're speeding through to get to what they think we want to see.
Well, and they're making like I don't feel like they don't need to be episodic. And they're filming them as episodic, which I think is where they're running into their problem, right? Like it's not like a through line story. It's still like this is a self-contained episode.
Right.
And they don't need to be, because they should just be a movie chopped into six parts. Is what like the feeling is, right? Like
Yes.
but it's not there. And yeah, and I think I even sent you an article like Loki promised us a really great show and then gave us not
Maybe
that
that's
show.
where I read that about what I was just saying. I think that is
Yeah,
where I
I
read
sent you
that.
one. It was like del they promised us a great show and then delivered a worse one.
Yeah, and
And I was like,
it's a
yeah, it's
shame.
a shame.
Yeah. I'm going to run through some of these Easter eggs because this episode was packed with Easter
Yeah,
eggs.
there's some good stuff.
Oh, Jack, I'm sorry. Jack's late, so we got to start over. Hi, everybody. Welcome. The title of episode 5 is a nod to Journey into the Mystery comic books, the first Marvel comic series when Thor and Loki first appeared in 1952. Let's see. If you quickly pause, not that anybody's doing that, you could see that Avengers Tower inside the void has a sign that says QENG. In the comics, Tony sells the old Avengers Tower to Kwang Enterprises and Mr. Griffin, who was working for Kang the Conqueror, which is pretty much where this is all leading to. Now
Yeah,
that.
which should be interesting.
Right.
Hopefully.
The villain Alof. Pulled directly from Marvel Comics. In the comics, Alof is Kang the Conqueror's rival, who was accidentally set free by Ravonna Renslayer. Okay. This I didn't see, but in the void, you also can spot a giant version of Yellowjacket's helmet from Ant-Man.
Right.
That actor has been all but confirmed to appear in Ant-Man 3.
Along with Kang.
Loki's pass by one of the most talked about Easter eggs was the Thanos copter.
Yeah, I still have to go back through and watch just to go catch some of these Easter eggs again, because I missed
Same.
the Thanos copter.
Oh, I didn't miss the Thanos copter. And then I went and I Googled the what the Thanos copter was, and
Yeah,
apparently
it's a
it's
fight with
terrible.
Hellcat.
It was apparently terrible.
Yeah, it was. Like, why would Thanos need a helicopter to go around doing petty crimes in New York City?
Yes, he tried
Fighting
this.
Patsy Walker, if you ever watched Jessica Jones. It's Patsy, and that's who he was fighting in those comics.
Wow. Then there was the frog version of Thor that we mentioned, Throg.
Yeah, from Walt Simonson, who I've mentioned on the show a few times, his run on Thor, that was one of his characters. But the frog in the comics could hold Mjolnir,
Yes,
because it
and
was Thor was turned into a frog.
apparently they were going to have a scene where the frog hits Loki, but they X that out for
It would
some
have been great
reason.
if the frog would have hit the alligator. And
Right?
you would have seen the frog and the alligator. Oh, that would have been
That would have
fantastic.
been great. I would have watched a half an hour of that.
It would have been better than a half hour of this last episode.
The glass jar had T365 written on it, which is a nod to Thor issue 365 from 1966, and it featured Loki transforming Thor into a frog. Yes, the frog is Chris Hemsworth yelling. You can actually spot a version of Mjolnir above the glass thing amongst a bunch of lunch trays. There's the Roxy wine. That's Roxcore. Blah blah blah. Where else?
At some point, they're going to have to introduce the actual Roxxon Foundation, because you've gotten so many nods to it.
Right.
And there's the head of Roxxon is a character in the Zodiac gang called Taurus, if I remember right.
When classic Loki tells a story of how he survived after Thanos, he calls him the Mad Titan. This is only the second time he's been called the Mad Titan in the MCU. Kid Loki was drinking a high C ecto cooler.
Caught that. That was fun.
Yep, I'm sure Danny loved that. During Mobius and Sylvie's escape in a little car, you could spot a theater marquee for the Wrightsville Theater. Wrightsville, PA was also seen on a TVA timeline monitor in episode 4.
And was it determined that that car was from Toy Story?
I haven't gotten to that yet. Let's see. There was President Loki, which is taken from the Vote Loki comic books from 2016.
Yeah, I missed that run.
Yeah, me
It's
too.
in the last 20 years, I definitely didn't read it.
Let's see. President Loki's hand is ultimately bitten off by the alligator. Marvel has paid homage to Luke Skywalker losing his hand. In the past, this could be continuing that tradition. Yes, inside Mobius's pizza car, you can spot a hula girl on the dashboard.
Yeah.
Just
Well, in
like
every Thor thing, don't they lose, doesn't somebody lose a hand in every Thor movie?
almost, yeah. But
Yeah.
that hula girl was also in WandaVision too. When
Oh.
Darcy stole the truck, it was on
Oh, on
top.
the ice
It was
cream
on the,
truck, yeah.
yep, it was on the ice
Or
cream
whatever truck it was, clothing,
truck.
laundry, I don't know, whatever they were doing.
The USS Eldridge was dropped, was part of the Philadelphia experiment. The ship that was rendered invisible in 1983, also an awesome movie if you haven't seen that.
I've not.
It was I'm sorry, I'm thinking of The Final Countdown
Good.
with Kirk Douglas.
Europe?
No,
That
that's
was
where
filmed in Europe, right?
no. It's where the battleship goes, the aircraft carrier goes through a wormhole and goes
Oh.
back to the day before Pearl Harbor, and they have a chance to stop the Pearl Harbor invasion, but they get sent back to the right timeline. It's actually a really, really good movie. It does. I did not do it justice.
I don't feel like you did, but maybe
No. License
I'll add it
plate
to the list.
on Mobius's pizza car reads GRNWI1D, which is a reference to Mark Grunwald, who inspired Mobius's likeness in the comics and helped co-create Alof.
We've talked about Grunwald. He's the one who had the amazing Captain America run, who cr created US Agent and all those people back in the 80s.
Did you catch the Ronin ship?
I read about it. I didn't catch it during the episode.
Let's
The
see.
Living Tribunal was one of them.
The Living Tribunal's head, you can see that. There's a shield helicarrier off in the distance. Loki sets fire to the sword Kid Loki gave him. This could be a nod to Leviathan from Norse mythology. The classic Loki creating the Asgard was actually really, really freaking cool.
Yeah, it was but then it was I felt like we got into an episode of The Flash where they had to use love
They
together
did. They did use
to
love.
make their powers work more
They
and believe in themselves, Frank.
did use love.
They
Now,
had to run towards love.
at the end of the episode, when they were using their love to open a hole in Alof,
Their self-love.
their self-love, it's she's not a she's the Enchantress. I'm gonna
She's definitely not.
gonna live on this because if it's self-love, I'm out.
Yeah, well, I think what we're gonna see is Loki's gonna finally make his move and she's gonna be, "What's wrong with you?
And
We're the
stab him.
same person."
And stab him.
I wish. I don't think they're gonna do that.
So
They already had a chance.
at the end of the episode, we see what is probably Chronopolis, is what
Right.
everybody is suspecting. So with that, I also read this. Do you think the TVA is actually in the quantum realm?
That's possible. I mean, that's where we went for time travel, right?
Yep.
That makes sense why Yellowjacket's there.
That would make a ton of sense. Because he wasn't
I mean,
pruned.
no, I mean, we'll see.
Well, I mean,
Just waiting, waiting.
they're definitely gonna be holding hands some more, so they're gonna walk towards Kang with love.
Yeah. But honestly, like, I was listening to something else earlier, and like, what does Kang actually mean to the average person? It's not like a comic book fan. Like,
Nobody
what's your
knows.
payoff there, right?
Right.
Unless it's like Miss Minutes.
The only thing, the only thing this is doing at this point is setting up the next movie.
Right, which maybe, but that goes against what we said earlier, right? Where you could
It does.
watch the movies and you don't need this. So is this the Kang origin story that we don't need for
That's
Ant-Man?
possibly, yeah. It's
I don't know.
extremely possible.
Well, we got 2 days and we'll see the finale and we'll see what happens with it. And maybe this is where one of those one shots on YouTube will come from.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's I'm gonna take my stab at what's gonna happen next episode. It's not gonna be Kang, it's gonna be another Loki.
Okay.
And that's who's been in charge of the TVA the whole time because he wants to be the one true Loki. And that's where we're gonna wrap it all.
Now, is it going to be Tom Hiddleston playing that
Oh
Loki, or is
yeah,
it going to be
absolutely.
somebody completely different?
Nope, because we haven't met anybody else. You don't reveal a villain in the sixth episode of a show and have never met the villain before.
Good point. Good point. What if
Because
it's
then otherwise, like, what? You're in the final act. Why are you introducing somebody in the last act?
So then what's the point of Judge Renslayer at this point?
Right?
Then where, like, why is she the villain all the way up until the very end when it's not going to be her or Kang or something?
Right. That's but I feel like that's where it's going to go.
Well, we'll see Wednesday, 2 days
And don't
from
forget, we
this
still got
recording.
B15 hiding out.
We do have B15 hiding out. The writer actually came out and said no, B15 is not a variant. Or I'm sorry, not a Loki.
Right.
So,
That's fine.
yeah. I only hope that the episode is really good. That's all I can say at
Yeah,
this point.
B15 does play a mean white woman, though.
She, oh my God, I
You
quit.
have to see Lovecraft Country.
Oh, I didn't. No.
I know.
Shock. Shock. All right, that's it for Loki. Now we're going to move over to Black Widow, so I can change my
Yay!
background again. This is
Ooh.
not a spoiler. This is
Spoilers.
not a spoiler.
Spoilers.
There's no spoiler here. That's Taskmaster.
Is it?
Fuck it.
So all the spoilers.
If you have not seen Black Widow in the movie theater, now is your time to go.
Or Disney Plus.
Or Disney Plus. Now is your time to go. And as Jack said earlier, come back, start from the beginning, come all the way back to this point, and then listen all the way to the end.
Or, just go an hour in
That's all.
and hit play.
Yeah, that's all. Because we're gonna drop. I'm gonna drop some. I got some Easter eggs. We're gonna talk a little spoilers about the movie and our real thoughts that are very spoilerific.
Yeah, so where was your issue, Frank?
My issue overall was that there were no stakes in this movie. That this movie was 10 years later than it should have been.
Yeah.
Roughly 10 years? Yeah. This movie should have come out where it was in the timeline.
So I've had all those feelings on it.
Yeah.
Just today, I was thinking about it. What if this movie wasn't a Natasha Romanoff movie? It was an origin story for Yelena Romanoff.
I thought that as well after the fact.
And now, if I look at it as an origin story for the new Black Widow, it's not as bad.
No, it's not. So I was I want to get this right. So give me 1 second while you talk about that a second more.
But I think that would be, hope, because I think Florence Pugh was definitely my favorite person in the movie.
I
She was
am
hilarious. She was given the best lines.
between her and David Harbour.
Yeah. And I my thing now, like, I want to know what happened with her during those 3 years. Like, now I'm bought into that character, so I'm good there. I didn't really need to know anything else about Natasha. I think I know everything I needed to know. We found out what happened in Budapest. I'm good. I'm out. Unfortunately, nothing that happened in Budapest meant anything. So that was a waste of 10 years of her life being traumatized by Budapest.
Right.
I think they wasted another perfectly good villain.
Yes, there's a reason why that villain was I'm looking for it.
And you know, besides that, I think there was like I said earlier, I think there were some really cool action scenes. I wasn't bought into some of them. Some of them really didn't make sense in a you know, like the chase through Budapest where Taskmaster just didn't care about running this huge car just through all of the streets and like for a elite assassin organization that nobody knows exists. They sure did make a lot of noise in Budapest.
Yeah, they did.
Like, made zero sense to me based on the way the storyline had gone, right? Like, how does that doesn't even make sense. So there was some of those things in there. I think there was, you know, definitely definitely room for improvement with it, but I think there was good stuff. The action was fine. It was way over the top. Every action scene was over the top. David Harbour was great in being David Harbour. Now, and I know you loved him on Stranger Things. Hellboy? No. And I'm glad he got the chance to be in the MCU.
So am I. All right, I can't find the article that I was looking for, and I actually was reading it earlier. Originally, so the big twist in the movie, if you're still watching, the big twist in the movie is the reveal of Taskmaster. And it's not what's the guy's name? Taskmaster.
Who?
What's his name in the comics?
Oh, I don't even know.
Well, the guy that you mentioned it to me earlier. Yeah, he is a specific person. You did you weren't you the one that told me he trained?
Yeah, but he wasn't, he was just Taskmaster.
Right, but doesn't he have an identity, right?
No.
Oh. Well, he does, apparently. And they were going to make this Taskmaster that person, but it didn't fit in the little bit of time period that they had. And because of Infinity War coming up, and they wanted to change that, and they felt that the stakes would be higher if they made it this guy's daughter.
Yeah, which I mean played well into the story,
Right.
but again, it ruins. I don't I they could have made this character anybody and not named it Taskmaster.
Right.
I think that's my problem with it. So the Taskmaster character in the comics doesn't have a computer chip embedded. They have a mutant ability where they can mimic anything they see.
Right.
So when they use all those same things, they use a sword to fight like Black Knight, they use a shield to fight like Captain America, they use bow and arrow to fight like Hawkeye, and their costume is this amalgam of all these superhero costumes, which is the
Right.
cool part. But then, you know, Taskmaster gets caught and petitioned by the government to then train government agents. So like
Right.
in the comics, Taskmaster is the one they brought in to teach John Walker how to use Captain America's shield like Captain America. Because he saw Captain America fight, so he could mimic it. Like, what a cool,
Oh yeah,
like,
that's
little
totally cool.
concept Easter egg there, right? And then later on, you know, and if you played the Spider-Man video game, Taskmaster's in that.
I
And is
fought
a
him. He's
terrorist mastermind, right?
also in the Avengers video game.
Right. And
He's
it's
a
such an
pain in the
easy,
ass to fight.
yeah, and it's such an easy character to bring in. You don't need a big star. They have masks the whole time. You just need a cool stunt man that can do some stuff, and you bring him, pop him in and out. You don't have to pay him a ton.
Like Ray Park.
And they wasted that opportunity to do this
But they did.
disappointing story arc.
They did, but you're going to bring this character back, obviously.
Yeah, but you are. I mean, they might. I mean, there's no
No.
storyline for another Black Widow movie on the map, right? There's no, we're going to get a
Well,
glimpse of her in Hawkeye, which was already announced.
right. Now, what did you think about that? What did you think about the end? So this end credit scene should have come before Black Widow or before Falcon and Winter Soldiers, but because of the pandemic,
Yeah,
it got
which would have
screwed
been
up.
a total waste, right? Because that still would have been
Yeah.
a year plus before,
Right.
like
Now I think it's
almost a
fine
year and
where
a half before Hawkeye
I
came
think
out.
this is fine where it is.
Now,
Yeah,
because
now.
we already got Falcon Winter Soldier, and we already got Wanda, and we are, you know.
Well, what do you think of them now making Hawkeye the bad guy in her death,
I
in
think, well, I
Black
think
Widow's
that's the
death?
story, right? Because she's
Yeah.
putting together a group of confused bad guys that can all be redeemed at some
Right.
point.
Right.
But I think that's how you get to Kate Bishop, right? And you kill off Jeremy Renner by Black Widow, and now she has to redeem herself for having killed Hawkeye, and you have her build a relationship with Kate Bishop, and then that's part of your basis for the Young Avengers.
There you go. I'm going to blow through a couple of these Easter eggs real fast just because the opening draws heavily from the same inspiration as The Americans. I absolutely got that feel from it without even having to read this.
Yeah, the beginning was great.
I love the beginning.
I could have used another 5 minutes of the beginning, actually.
Yep. They leaned heavily on the American Pie song and Smells Like Teen Spirit.
For the first few minutes, yeah. I mean, that version of Smells Like Teen Spirit was cool.
Yeah.
That action scene at the beginning may have been one of the better ones in the whole movie.
Yeah. Yep. Yelena repeats the Winter Soldier's knife trick.
Yeah, Arya Stark's, you mean? Yeah.
Arya Stark. We don't talk about that. we don't like to talk about that. The Black Widow serum. Yeah. Mason.
What about
the guy that he's playing a version of Rick Mason from the Marvel comics? I guess he's the guy that brings her all her clothes. The guy that was helping.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's a newer character, I believe.
Yeah, Natasha watching Moonraker. That was funny.
Yeah, that was fine. I mean, it's weird that she would watch old Bond movies.
Let's see. Dracov's daughter and the red in Natasha's ledger, that line that Loki gives her in Avengers, they actually like tied that up, which was nice.
Right. Yeah, and it was, like I said, it's disappointing that they took away all the reasons she felt guilty, though.
Right. Right.
Like, so she didn't really have any red in her ledger.
No.
Other than, you know, what she did as a Black Widow. Mm-hmm. But, like...
The white suits for the Black Widows. The Crimson Dynamo, I caught that.
Yeah, it would have been great if they actually had a Crimson Dynamo character. Like, that would have been...
Right.
Really cool to introduce that character in this. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to have a better movie to do it than this.
No. Let's see. Where else? I'm skipping a lot of these are just... Really?
Well, there wasn't a lot in there, right? No. Like, there wasn't a lot of references to things. There was a handful. There wasn't a lot of, like, ooh, that was, I didn't expect that. There was none of, I didn't expect that, really.
No. The nod to Melina's Iron Maiden comics past?
Yeah, I don't know the character that well. I didn't delve into Black Widow. They did a lot of work with that character in the last, like, 20 years.
Right. The many-pocketed jacket is neat. That's a nice little. I didn't pick up on that until
the vest
later. The vest, yeah.
Was that a stab at Rob Liefeld and those guys?
No, apparently the green utility vest with multiple pockets that she wears in Infinity War is the one that Yelena gave her in this movie.
Oh, I'd have to go look at that.
Same.
That's fun.
Let's see, there's the Natasha face swap.
That was a fun exchange, though, when they're in the car, and she's like, it's so cool, right?
Yeah, that, look, the comedy bits in it were great. They were, like, really, really good.
Yeah.
David Harbour was on point with in everything that he did.
Oh, yeah.
The comedy in it was great. Dracov's pheromones reference Spider-Woman and the Purple Man.
It's a Purple Man story. I mean,
yeah,
not as good as Purple Man, but yeah.
No, and then I mean that's really it. It was, some of the stuff I did read was that Scarlett Johansson basically said she's done with the MCU. She's not going back.
Yeah, that's fine.
This was it. This was her final her final fit in it. I'm cool with that. It's a cool pair. There was a great passing of the torch if you look at it that way.
Right. I think that's how you have to look at it, right? You got to look at it as an origin story, not a not a recap or a flashback. It's an origin story for Yelena.
The post-credits scene was filmed during 2020 reshoots, not before. So we didn't really have that long to wait. Well, yeah, we did.
Yeah, I mean, it was supposed to come out March last year.
Right. And Rachel
and
Weisz,
Falcon and Winter Soldier was supposed to be in August.
Yeah, and Rachel Weisz has no idea if she has a future in the MCU at Molina. They never said anything to her beyond this movie. David Harbour supposedly is coming back. Obviously, Florence Pugh's coming back. But Marvel has said they're not doing those big 9-picture deals anymore also.
Right. They haven't been doing that with, like, what's her name? With the chick that plays Wanda, Elizabeth Olsen. Yeah. They keep doing her, like, they keep reworking hers every, like, 2 or 3 movies.
Right. But they're not going to.
And they're also not casting huge names anymore.
No. And Paul Bettany is, he's like, he doesn't know if he's coming back.
Right.
I mean, obviously he will. But.
Yeah, they have to wrap up that Vision storyline.
Yeah. But, I mean. That's it. That's all I got for that. I, you know, I'll watch it again at some point when it's not $30 on.
Well, look, how much does it cost you to go to the movie theater? $30, right?
Oh man, I'll talk about that another time.
Right, but like $30. Yeah. So yeah. Like, it's, you could have watched it at home for the same price.
Could have.
But it was good in the theater. Like I watching this and Tomorrow War in the same weekend. I think I would have had more fun seeing Tomorrow War on the big screen. And I would have been fine watching this at home.
Yeah. I would have loved to have seen it on a big screen.
Yeah, so, but yeah, so, hey, that's all we got. You know, next time, feel free to join in the conversation nice and early and talk with us in the chat if you're listening live. If you're not, as always, you know, drop us a subscribe. We're available anywhere you get your podcasts. You can also find us on all the different socials at GeekSpot News. We'll be back here next Monday at 7 doing it all again. Frank will have watched something by then.
Actually, will.
I don't know what it'll be. We'll talk the Loki finale and kind of recap and where the MCU seems to be going next based on these two. And other than that, thanks for finding the Geek Spot.
Sopranos.
No.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.